From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled against traffic camera ordinances adopted in several cities. The Tuesday rulings address court challenges to red light cameras in St. Louis and St. Peter's and speeding cameras in Moline Acres. The decisions could also cause other cities around the state to redraft their ordinances on traffic cameras. Judges found the St. Louis ordinance unconstitutional because it forced a defendant to prove she wasn't operating a vehicle during an alleged violation. They ruled part of the St. Peter's red light camera ordinance unlawful because it didn't assess driving record points for an alleged moving violation, contrary to state law. The Supreme Court said the Moline Acres ordinance unconstitutionally presumed a vehicle owner granted permission for a driver to violate speeding laws. The Missouri auditor says mismanagement over hiring a master developer after the Joplin tornado has raised enough concerns that findings have been turned over to authorities. State Auditor Nicole Galloway said yesterday her audit found, quote, mismanagement and questionable business practices in Joplin after the 2011 tornado that killed 161 people. The Joplin Globe reports the audit found that city officials entered into master developer agreements with Wallace Bajali Development Partners and that documents appeared to be written to benefit the company, resulting in nearly $1.5 million spent by the city with no real estate redevelopment provided. The city says Wallace Bajali pressured Joplin to rush the agreement process. Wallace Bajali couldn't be reached for comment. Missouri's only state-run mental hospital has updated its non-discrimination practices to include gender identity. Marty Martin Foreman is chief operating officer for Fulton State Hospital. She says their transgendered clients provide the inspiration to make internal policy changes.
For example, we have a new training right now that talks about what name, you know, they would like to use versus what name is their official name in the chart, and what can we do for clinicians to help them, you know, when they're charting and when they're speaking to individuals about being respectful.
Martin Foreman says the new policy also extends to any transgendered employees that may work at Fulton State Hospital. The moves come even though Missouri's official definition of non-discrimination does not include sexual orientation or sexual identity. The Missouri Supreme Court has ruled that a state constitutional amendment on gun rights does not allow convicted felons to possess firearms. Santonio McCoy of St. Louis, who had a felony record, had a pistol when he was arrested in 2012. Missouri law prohibits felons from owning guns, and he was convicted of illegal possession of a firearm and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Missouri voters in 2014 passed Amendment 5, which declared the right to keep and bear arms, quote, unalienable. Though backers said it was not intended to be a roadblock to getting guns out of the hands of felons, McCoy argued that the amendment gave him the right to keep his gun. The state Supreme Court unanimously agreed that the amendment does not supersede the felon in possession law. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.